Naomi, g'day.
Hi, how you going, Ray?
Good, thanks, love. So, your boy okay now?
Yeah, he's fine. He come home from work on the Friday, 41-degree temperature. We didn't even think then. We just thought it was just a bug. Anyway, by Saturday, we're up at the medical centre, straight up to the hospital. They did the full blood test. They put him on a drip. He had actually 5 litres because his kidney function was starting to... They were dehydrated.
Oh, dear.
And they came back that afternoon saying... they thought it was listeria, but they've actually now said it's salmonella.
Salmonella. What did he have to eat at the bakery?
The chicken schnitzel roll. But we've been going there for like 10 years because it's actually across the road from a large sporting sort of area.
Yes, yes.
And it's really well known with tradies. It's not actually a small bakery. It's quite a huge bakery. And we've never been sick before. And but just to think of how many people... like younger people might have gotten sick from it. That's what sort of worries me.
Well, at the moment, we've got 40. This is only the ones that have gone to emergency departments. 40.
Well, he was actually sitting in an administration office on a drip because they sort of put them all away.
Yes.
They weren't too sure what it was. And at the time when he was in there, there was at least 20 on a drip and all sitting on like admin chairs. And what got us is they only had one toilet for all these people to share, and the doctor actually told my son they weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
So, and my son came home about 3 o'clock in the morning because people were sitting on the toilet for an hour. And yeah, so it was a bit of a nightmare to tell you.
Well, I mean, no one's prepared for up to 40 people going to one emergency department, but closed down now, and there'll be an investigation. But you see, the other concern is how many people didn't present to hospital. I've had blokes ring this morning say, I've been crook since Saturday, and they've named the place as the Box Village Bakery.
That's it. Well, we've got a couple of friends that actually have just gone to the medical centre because they've it's coming out one way but not the other.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But they're not feeling too bad. But so we know a few people who haven't actually gone to hospital.
Yeah, better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
All right, love. I hope your boy's okay. Thank you.
I'm fine now. Thanks, Ray, for having me.
Thanks, Naomi. My pleasure. Thanks, Naomi. Well done. So it's now confirmed the Box Village Bakery.